Welcome back to another edition of Hi Haters. I'm Chaps. I'm going to be introducing my brand new co-host on this show. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything from whiskey picks, the A1 steak sauce. We're going to talk about Parmesan, chicken Parmesan. We're going to get into some fresh cut grass. All of this is going to make sense when you listen in just a moment. Let's go.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me.
No, I can shimmy in a shimmy.
So excited for today's episode of Hi Haters because I am introducing my brand new co-host. Lots of people wanted you guys to have her on the show, and your wish is our command. Miss Kate Mannion, welcome to Hi Haters.
Woohoo! The haters said you wouldn't bring me on, Chaps, but no, here I am.
What a journey for you over the past couple months of going from doing stuff at Duffel Blog, from writing a little bit, just throwing out Twitter jokes, to now hosting a radio show on a national platform, Hi Hater Show, and you're going to continue to be on Zero Block 30. What a workload.
It is a workload I am super excited to have. I am just thrilled to be part of Hi Haters. I actually drove by the other day, the place where I got the magical calzone, and I thought of you started it all, the vagina-shaped calzone.
I feel like you should get one, freeze-dry it, and then send it to me. So people that don't listen to Zero Block 30 might not know the story. So when we started this podcast, we did like a little background story. You want to do how you got here, things that you're about. So basically, what was your path to Barstool?
Yeah, so I was in the military, and then when I got out, I started writing just for fun for a site called Duffel Blog, which is like a military satire site, kind of like The Onion. Mm-hmm. And then I got really into Twitter and all that stuff on the side. I was going to school. I ended up having an internship at The Daily Show while I lived up here, and that led to a job at Comedy Central. And I knew I wanted to have a job with writing and comedy or something, but it wasn't quite working out. Moved from New York City back down to Philly, where I'm from, and I was going to dental hygiene school. I was kind of down in the dumps one day. I went to, it's called Double Decker Pizza in Media, PA. I got a calzone. And when it came out of the oven, it looked exactly like a vagina. Mm-hmm. Like I had one little opening in it. They even put a little pepperoni at the top, right where something special would be.
Yeah.
And so I tweeted
it. Talking clitoris.
And somebody saw it on my Twitter and they tagged you in it right away. They were like, buddy, because they knew that vagina-shaped foods is your thing.
Right, which I think has got to be weird for the person that's like in your position that has no idea who I am or like what I do. Where you're like, why in the fuck is this dude getting tagged? Because it's happened so many times with like melons or tomatoes that look like thick and they have like a big ass. And I imagine the person that's getting it, because usually it's somebody with like 200 or 300 followers and they're not used to a shit ton of notifications. And then it starts happening and people tag me in the tweet. They gotta be like, what does this dude deal? Does he fuck calzones all the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, so Chap slid into my DMs. He's like, hey, do you mind if I use your calzone for a blog? And I'd followed Barstool, and I'd heard of Chaps, but like I had never really like been in your world before.
Right.
So I was like, LOL, sure, okay. And as soon as you did that, all of a sudden I had like 1,000 new followers, and I was like, what is this? Because I had worked hard at like having a fun Twitter, and it was like rolling along. And then as soon as you retweeted this like vagina calzone, I was like, whoa, I'm blowing up.
And so then I like looked at your Twitter account and I noticed that you were a Marine too, and that you spent 4 years in the Marines and then you had recently gotten out, and you had veteran types of jokes that were on your Twitter account because you worked at Duffel Blog. And if you're not familiar with Duffel Blog, it's like The Onion for military satire type stuff, really funny stuff there. And so I was like, man, she's a writer now. She was in the Marines. Sounds like she'd be a good guest on Zero Block 30 because she's pretty funny. And then your interview with us happened, and then I asked you if you wanted to be our social media coordinator, and that went really well.
Mm-hmm. And then I just started like sending, I pretty much, you did about a lady getting finger blasted at like a Cubs game.
Right.
And so I did a rebuttal about giving like the perfect hand job at an afternoon baseball game. And I think that was like my first article or blog
Yeah, because I think you had written a couple things that were more military related that I posted under my name because you were a part of ZBT, and we had you on more and more on ZBT. And then whenever we had guests that fit, you would also jump on and interview there. And then Dave noticed, and then you got hired full-time.
Yes. Cartwheels in the living room was a very real thing that happened when that took place. And ever since, it's just been all these new opportunities to create videos and blog more. And now to be on High Haters is just awesome. I'm so thrilled to be here. And I can't wait. I can't wait to show the haters that they're wrong.
Yeah. So we're going to... This is going to be perfect. Because if you've watched, if you've paid attention to Barstool at all and what Kate does, she's a very quirky type of personality. Very much fits with me. There's been times, actually, that you've written blogs where people... like Chaps has got to be ghostwriting this. Like it's because it's very similar types of humor. Our videos are going to fit. We have a trip already planned to go to the rugby finals. We're going to try to go surfing with Kelly Slater. If you live in an area where there's a festival that's weird or that's quirky, let us know because we want to go cover it. And we will be going and traveling around to different type of festivals. She likes flea markets, going to flea markets and all that kind of weird shit.
The weirder the better. The quirkier the better.
Yeah. And that being said, we're going to transition into our first topic. Enough about that. Enough about how she got to Barstool. Let's just get into the show. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So there was an article that I read. There's a couple in Canada. People give Canada not enough credit for being weirdos. I feel like because it's cold, it gets dark in Canada, like a lot. People in Canada have twisted brains. Everybody assumes that they're nice. They're not nice a lot of times. They're fighters too.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about provinces like Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta. That's like basically the Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi of Canada.
You have to be crazy to survive pretty much, to survive there in those conditions.
I mean, you passed through. I spent a summer with the Hatterites. I don't know if I've told you that before.
No.
It's in college.
No, you didn't, Jeff. Yeah,
usually it comes up very quickly in a relationship that I have. So I went to the Hatterite farms, and these Hatterites are basically like Mennonites or Amish people, but in Canada. But they use a little bit more technology. But they're so efficient at how they farm that they buy up enormous chunks of land. And they build, they have corn, they have wheat, basically everything that you could possibly need to make whiskey. So they have an overflow of whiskey at different portions of Canada. These people love the smell of whiskey too. And there was a couple who's entrepreneurial, and they decided that they were going to use whiskey as deodorant. So they researched all these different articles of how to make the proper blend, because she said that at first she just wanted to use hand sanitizer as her new deodorant, but that obviously doesn't make sense, so you have to go with whiskey.
Well, that obviously anybody would probably come to that conclusion. Like what?
That's why we're going to talk about it now. Things that I love whiskey. You're more of a Miller Lite girl.
I'm a Miller Lite girl, but I do dabble when it comes to liquor. I am a big fan of whiskey.
Yeah. So both whiskey drinkers, but there's also different things that I like too, that I would, I'm willing to give a shot to see how it goes as an armpit. I don't know if it'd be deodorant, but cleanser. I think it's more to smell good.
Yeah, maybe like more of a cover-up.
Because alcohol probably kills some of the odor, but it's got to come back quickly.
Yes.
I feel like it won't stick around for a while.
Right.
So I want to ask you, if you were going to put something in your armpits just for the purpose of smelling good, not like deodorant or anything, what are some of the things that you would use?
The very first thing that came to mind was my Aunt Peggy's chicken parm.
Yeah.
I feel like people would be snapping necks trying to see who just walked by. It is the best smell on the planet. It reminds me of it's like a good nostalgic smell of home. It's the best smelling sauce mixed with the crispy chicken. Ugh, if I could just smother that in my armpit.
Now, would you keep the cutlet under there?
Yeah.
The whole kit and caboodle?
I would come up with a system to strap it in there, and you could smell like my Aunt Peggy's chicken parm all day.
I think that that's a great idea. I am kind of in the same vein, and this might surprise people because I'm a Texas guy, and I love barbecue, but I don't sauce the barbecue because that's how we do it in Texas. We want the meat to be the shine and the smoke to be the flavor.
Yeah.
But I love the smell of A1 steak sauce.
Ooh.
So right before I would go out like on a hot date with my wife or something like that, if I could have a little spray bottle that they use for like balsamic vinaigrette at Subway, I think I would just take my shirt off, squeeze some streams of A1 sauce up there, and just let it do work.
I'm picturing like a rollerball of A1 that you just, you can roll it on your steak and your pizza.
A little cleaner. I might, I mean, if it works that well, which lady wouldn't want you to slather up your peen with a little bit of A1 steak sauce?
But I might have some right next to my bed.
A1's much better than pineapple juice, I feel like.
Yeah. Right, and that's way better than a dry rub, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You don't want it dry. Well, you want it to be saucy down there.
You need it saucy.
All right. Second one for you.
Gasoline.
Who
does not love the smell of gasoline? And I feel like that's just something I wouldn't have to go to the store to buy it whenever I filled up.
Now, are we talking diesel or are we talking about regular unleaded?
Diesel.
My girl.
I'm a diesel all the way. If there's one thing that gets people going, it's the smell of diesel. I know when I'm filling up at the tanks, I'm regular gas, and I always admire the trucks next to me because I'm huffing that in. And I think if I had diesel pits, I could reel in a whole new set of dudes.
I mean, that's basically last night on the radio version of the show, we talked about Transformers 1.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought Megan Fox was hot, not just because of her looks, but because she knew engines and what could go into it. I feel like you come in smelling like gas, people are like, what is Kate working with?
Yeah.
She's funny. She's a blogger and she's a mechanic on the side.
It would raise a lot of like interesting questions for people. Well, what about you? What's your next step?
Mine would be whole wheat flour because I feel like the ladies love a good cook and whole wheat flour. They would also know that I'm environmentally conscious, that I care about my health, and that I know that bleaching and having all white flour is problematic for the environment. So it says a lot about me. But that's true. Wouldn't want it to go in the wrong circles. Like if I was with some conservative friends, I wouldn't want them automatically to assume that like I'm a libtard because I smell like whole wheat.
You'd have to keep a little bleach to eat on hand just to show you were like still. Like,
depending where I was. Maybe I'd do a mixer.
You could mix it up.
A little 50-50.
You could show that you're middle of the road.
Which is terrible for the crust of bread, by the way, if you mix the two different type of flours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes it look very unappealing. It makes it look moldy when it's not moldy. So for those looking for baking tips on the podcast, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. And also, it would keep you dry, I feel like.
Definitely
keep those bits dry, which is important.
What do you got next?
Well, this goes kind of along with gasoline, but magic markers.
Yes.
The smell of magic markers.
But you can't have what? One color that you can't have.
What's that?
And this, I don't want this to be problematic, but the black marker stinks because it smells like licorice.
Oh, it does, and I'm not about that smell. The red one is usually the most high-key, delicious smell.
I see. I'm a purple guy. Any smell or flavor, if we're going color by flavor, I'm purple.
I like that, but I also feel like it could be, I don't know if you saw, but some women dye their armpit hair like neon pink or fun colors if they're like not into shaving or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could enter that avenue with these magic markers and I could smell really good. You'd want to huff them.
And I like to think of myself being pretty woke, but yeah. I am shocked when I see woman armpit
hair.
So
am I.
It's shocking.
I am scandalized every time I see it.
When I see somebody in like a sundress, which I'm jealous of because I'd love to wear a nice sundress, I'm always like, good God almighty, that is terrifying.
Yeah, it throws you off a little bit. Sometimes it's myself in the mirror that I'm like, whoa, holy shit.
Yeah, I imagine being in the field when you were in the Marine Corps, having to shave your armpits has got to be even worse than shaving your face.
Yes, it's pretty bad.
Because the cold weather, using a canteen cup and all that, and then it's cold on your pits, got to be terrible.
That's why I just magic marker it. I just get skin-colored magic markers and go to town.
That's why I feel like it would be good to have the A1 sauce, because you can mat it down with the sauce that is thick enough.
Just give it a nice clean comb.
Yeah, just comb it up. You can have your armpits looking like the Fonz from Grease, but just with A1 sauce. My third one is just go outside, grab some fresh-cut grass, and just kind of like sticky it in there.
That'd be perfect for spring.
It'd be
the perfect spring scent.
Who's that smelling like a golf course? Oh, that's me, my friend. Yeah. I just shot 79 last week.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And you could trim it to your own. You could be like a chia pet.
And you could use different kinds. You wouldn't just be stuck with Bermuda. You could use sawgrass. You could use St. Augustine. Any type of grass, really.
Is it Kentucky Derby weekend? Put some bluegrass down there.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, if you did Kentucky bluegrass with a hint of whiskey, that is the Kentucky special.
I feel like all these things could combine. I feel like we're kind of onto something big here. I don't know.
All right. What's your fourth one?
So this is kind of a nostalgia one, but it's this is very unique. I don't know how we capture it. The first time in the neighborhood when it's cold outside up north, the first time of the season when people get their fireplaces going, and you're like, oh, that it's like that crisp, cold, but the little bit smoky smell.
Yeah, a hint of smoke.
A hint of smoke.
So I think what you would have to do there is climb up on your neighbor's roof.
Yep.
And then just kind of hover your pits.
Right.
Like, I mean, you'd have to definitely get like a vacuum. I would recommend a Kirby hose because the Kirby hose is a little bit longer than normal vacuum. No free ads, but Kirby is a really good vacuum. If you use the Kirby hose and just stuck it straight on your pits.
Yep.
I feel like that would work really well.
It would keep them warm.
And that smoke
dry.
stays a long time.
Yes, it does.
We could guarantee that smoke pits would work for like 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it would make people ready for winter. Like, that's a good pre-holiday smell.
My fourth one is kind of in the same vein as that. I would like, are you a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fan?
Yes.
All right. So I would shrink an old man named Harold, and I would hire him to smoke a corncob pipe in my pits with cherry tobacco.
That's brilliant. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
A corncob, and what's the flavor of tobacco again?
Cherry.
That's the best.
I remember distinctly when I was younger going to St. Augustine, Florida, which is the oldest city in the world. Mm-hmm. Nope, not the world, but in the new world, by the way.
In the Florida world, it's the oldest.
Which is the only world. So there was a tobacco factory that you could go to, and old men would sit out there and smoke, and I used to think that it was delicious. And I would tell my mom constantly, I will smoke a pipe one day. I don't smoke a pipe one day, but if I did, I would smoke the pipe that Christoph Waltz uses in Inglourious Bastards, the huge white one that he has. What a fucking power move.
That is a power move. That's a power pipe.
Power pipe, big power time. Pipe. We need to have a High Haters power pipe where we just have one with our logo on the side. I think that would be incredible. Last one, fifth one, what do you got?
So again, this is again like that you're walking through the neighborhood and when you smell that, I feel like we keep going back to barbecue, but when you smell that, like, ooh, somebody's cooking out tonight, that like, that's what I would call the smell. Ooh, somebody's cooking out tonight.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of grilling, chilling. You don't know quite what meat it is, but you know it's going to be delicious.
You know what meat it's going to be. It's going to be meat that's delivered to you by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks, they have given you everything. Father's Day is coming up. It's just around the corner. Are you trying to find the perfect gift for your Father's Day? Does your dad love to grill? Do you want your armpits to smell like the grill, but hate the hassle and the poor quality at the grocery store meat? You can grill and hover your pits over the pit while you're eating some delicious meat. What kind of meat can you make your pit smell like? Well, you could give it 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks if you don't really like to grill, but you still want your pits to smell like that meaty goodness, 2 buffalo pork chops, 4 all beef patties that are Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks that if you want to do a little tailgate, and you can use that too, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs. So maybe instead of chicken parm, if you're being too lazy to go to your Aunt Patty's chicken parm for your pits, you can use some of these meatballs, just rub them around in there too. 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet. In case you don't have time, you can use the A1 sauce, a little bit of the seasoning packet, to give yourself a dry rub, which might be an antiperspirant if we're really getting down to the nitty gritty. Plus 4 more ready to grill burgers that are free to purchase. You can use all that. Get it today when you go to omahasteaks.com, type haters in the search bar, and grab it for your dad. And this is all for the low, low price of, what do you think the price is going to be?
I would say like $70,
$80,
$90.
$49.99. What? That's a shit ton of meat for $49.99. I have some in my house. It comes in a cooler, so even if you're not home and it's delivered, it's going to be cold whenever you get there. It's incredible. What a great deal. omahasteaks.com/haters. My last one kind of fits in the same thing. I would like to just have an entire roast beef meal with all the trimmings shoved into my pits.
Hot. That is, your wife would be a lucky, lucky lady.
I know. Could you imagine if they figured out a spread that you could do where you start out the top of my pit and you're like, oh, damn, that smells like roast beef. And then you move down. Is that seasonable veggies that has a little balsamic glaze? And then you go down and you're like, oh, shit, I've reached the mashed potatoes. Next thing you know, my wife is at my penis and I'm getting a blowjob. Pretty incredible time.
Well, that's reminding me of Willy Wonka when she eats the
gum. Exactly. And it's the Veruca Salt version of deodorant.
This could be a different meal the whole way down. You know what I'm saying?
Veruca Salt, is it? Veruca's the... She's the
Violet.
One. Violet. Violet. You're turning Violet, Violet.
Yeah, it's obviously. Violet. But you could have blueberry pie balls.
All right. Well, that's episode one with Kate. We'll be back next week starting on Tuesday with another episode. Make sure you join in and join us on every single night. Not every single night, but Monday through Thursdays on Sirius XM Radio. We are on from 10 to midnight. We'll see you on Thursday on the podcast.
See you Thursday.
No, Tuesday.
Just kidding. See you Tuesday.
And we'll see you on Tuesday on the podcast.